Hello, and welcome to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is Associate Professor Fidel from the Biological and Environmental Sciences Department on Southeast Missouri State University's campus. Welcome in. About how long do you think you've been at SEMO?
I've been here for about 6 years.
Well, welcome into the studio. It's good to see you. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
First things first, could you tell me a little bit about some of the research that you're doing? From what I've heard, I think it was from Professor Siegel, is that you're doing some bird conservation research.
Yes, I do a lot of conservation work using birds as my study system. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm looking at birds like Mississippi kite, because I am trying to see the impact of human activities, especially oil and gas activities, on Mississippi kite. It is not something that we have a lot here in Southeast Missouri, but it's a problem elsewhere. So we're looking at the impact of oil and gas and how that will affect Mississippi kite population. Something that I do more close to home is looking at wetland health and their impact on birds. So I'm using birds somewhere in Scout County to look at the impact of wetlands recovery on birds' fitness. And when I mean fitness, I'm talking about reproduction and survival of birds.
Mm-hmm. So what are maybe some of the goals of this research?
Yes. So if you look at Southeast Missouri, mm-hmm. we are historically a wetland region where we have huge acres of wetland, and all of that has disappeared. And the disappearance comes with some consequences. Mm-hmm. So all the habitats that we had that supported a lot of wildlife species is gone. So my goal is to re-establish some of these habitats so that they can support wildlife generally, not just birds, because I use birds as indicators, but what is good for birds is likely good for every other wildlife.
Right. So where do birds fit in this overall ecology? You said you use them as an indicator. So what does it mean when there's a lot of birds versus very few birds?
Yes. So again, I will go back to, I don't know if you've read the book Silent Spring. So Silent Spring was written by a lady called Rachel Carson many mm-hmm. years ago, and she talked about the impacts of DDT, which was a big thing back then, on birds, showing that there were no more birds. So birds were declining seriously due to the impacts of DDT. Mm-hmm. So using birds population, we can tell the impact that an environment has on a species. So when we see birds population declining, most times it's because something is wrong. And so we are asking questions like, why do we have declined population? So something that was a lot just a few years ago is now very few. So we are using birds to say, okay, if there are problems in the environment, birds can tell us easily.
Wonderful. Thank you. That's about all the time I have for today, but I always like to open the floor to my guests. Is there anything you'd like to talk about or highlight for our listeners?
Yeah, I will say I have a lot of students that have to do this work, and they come from all over, and they are always very enthusiastic about what they do, and I appreciate them for their efforts, and I want to use this forum to say thank you to all my students that have helped me over these past 6 years to do all this incredible work that we do.
Awesome. What wonderful closing words. Thank you again so much for coming in the studio with me.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.